A threat at the Evendale Walmart leads to an arrest and charges.
If you take the Norwood lateral for anything, it's time to make a plan.
And it's Colon Cancer Awareness Month, what doctors are saying about screenings.
5 on 5 and 5, Monday, March 4th, 2024. Kelly, Megan, Steven here with you once again on a fantastic day that we are going to appreciate after the amazing day that we had on Sunday as well.
Mr. Positive over there.
You guys act like I'm all doom and gloom.
He's kicking off the week on a high note.
It's only like 65% doom and gloom.
That other 35%. Which is very reasonable, to be honest. In 2024, I'm glad we still have you at 65%.
We'll see what happens when we get to summer.
No, it's going to be so nice today. Like, if you liked yesterday, basically going to be even better.
I'm going to let my children be feral and run, and I can't wait. Yes, enjoy today. So high of 74. What are you giggling at?
Letting your children be feral.
That's sort of what I do, though.
It just made me... I had the giggles for a moment.
No,
there's a visual.
Completely.
It's not far off, I promise. So yes, again, enjoy today. Partly to mostly cloudy. 74. Enjoy it. The rain starts to move in tonight. So it's not anything we got to worry about today, which is great news. This is all coming from meteorologist Randy Rico, who brought lovely weather back with her from spring training in Arizona. That front, though, that's coming in tomorrow resets temperatures for the week. But still, 50s, 60s, yeah, I mean, this is nothing we can complain about. Again, rounds of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, so just be ready for that. And then Wednesday, it'll be drying out, but still mostly cloudy. It's hard to go back to the 50s when we get 70, but I think everyone can readjust just fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Also, take your allergy medicine. Things are blooming.
Oh, yeah.
The world is blooming.
Literally this morning, I mean this in like a very good way, I was like a little miserable, and I was like, Steven would have wanted me to take my allergy medicine because I forgot yesterday.
Well, I have my friend in Texas being like, I am dying over here from my family group chat was blowing up. My dad was like couch ridden yesterday with tissues up his nose, and my sister was like, same.
It's hitting hard.
Yeah. Gotta get it. Stay indoors, windows shut, shower after you come inside, change clothes. I know. I got the list memorized.
Yeah. And you know what? Steven is actually here for all of the tips for any allergy sufferers out there.
I'm on top of things.
Prepared.
I'm functioning right now.
That is true.
Years past, I would not be. All right, let's get to your headlines before we get too off the rails. It's bound to happen again. But just before we start, first up, we're going to Evendale. There was a threat at a Walmart over the weekend. Some updates there.
Yeah, we brought you this over the weekend. So a man has actually been arrested in connection to the threats made at a Walmart. And investigators tell us that Kenneth Blackwell Kirkendall is now in custody 24 hours after a search by law enforcement. And this 28-year-old was booked into the Hamilton County Justice Center late last night. On Saturday, police say that Kirkendall went on Facebook Live displaying a gun and making threats against a Walmart located near Cunningham Drive where he used to work. Investigators tell us Kirkendall offered a full confession to police and has been charged with aggravated menacing.
Next up, if you take the Norwood lateral for anything at all, if it is part of your daily commute, this is something that you need to make the plan for it now because it's going to hurt everybody.
And if you take roads around the Norwood lateral, even just the interstates are probably going to have a good number of more people out there than you're used to. So we are getting ready for closures in less than a week on the lateral. This is a major project. It will officially start on Monday, but the eastbound lanes will actually start closing Sunday night. They will close for 80 days. Norwood Lateral eastbound will be closed for 80 days starting next Monday. So west will then close for 80 days after the eastbound lanes reopen. So it'll just be eastbound now, 80 days from now, the westbound lanes will close provided everything runs on time. The goal is to repair the mainline bridges over Paddock, Redding, and Ross Avenue. This week, expect lane restrictions from Wednesday through Thursday ahead of the closures. They got to get everything prepped for this. This will impact single lanes eastbound on Redding and Paddock between the east and west entrance ramps for the lateral. And it's also happening on Ross under the lateral. This is all for the overnight work, but you could still see restrictions during the day. And then again, get ready for next week. Those two major detours, if you're heading southbound, you likely will have to go all the way down to Fort Washington Way and then cross over. If you're going northbound, they want to send you up to the Ronald Reagan Cross County Highway. I know a lot of you are going to go, I'm not doing that. So you're going to take side roads, which means, again, our side roads are going to be a lot busier.
Yes, and if you take the side roads, remember, those are neighborhoods, so there's likely bus stops, which means there's kids. So please, take your time and make a plan. All right, it is March, but it also means it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Our Daniel Dindek talked to some doctors this morning about how to stay safe and the regulations or what doctors ask you to do when being screened.
Yeah, This is really important. I know from personal experience. A report from the American Cancer Society shows that colon cancer is the most common cause of cancer deaths in men younger than 50. And when it comes to screening, the gold standard is a colonoscopy. I know it sounds scary, but just do it, people. So as for the age of when you should get one, the old number was 50. That has changed. The new recommendation is anyone under 45 years old. So if you have a family history, you actually need to go sooner than 45. So make plans for that. Symptoms of abdominal or belly pain, pain or visible blood when you have a bowel movement, and weight loss are all symptoms of this. Please call your doctor for any questions. And just a little anecdote here. My mom went in for her 50-year colonoscopy, and they did find stage 3 colon cancer. Stage 3 is the last stage before it is terminal. So it's so important that you listen to these doctor recommendations because it could save you or a loved one's life.
Yep. So it's important to talk to your doctor. They'll let you know as far as family history when you should really start be thinking about that and getting it done because, you know, like Megan just mentioned there, you never know when you might get that diagnosis. All right, our fourth story this morning, key fob copying. If you have a car where you push the start and you have a key fob, well, people with too much time on their hands are trying to take advantage of you and then take your car into a street race. So it's only happening in models with that push to start. The thieves are getting a device the size of a cell phone. It picks up the signal of your key fob. Then they can start your car. Then they can reprogram your car and then go joyriding with it. The entire process can take less than 3 minutes. And then they go do donuts in the street in street takeovers or go racing it down the street. So the most common car this is happening to is the Chevy Camaro. But the advice from police is to A, never keep your key fob in your car. And you may want to consider using a security case to block others from getting its signal. So again, push to start, key fob, just beware. It's not fun to deal with. Again, all you got to do is use this energy in something productive. Yeah. This is not
energy
hard.
And smarts. Clearly there's intelligence there. Let's just focus it.
Do it to your own car. Yeah. Or wait, no, don't do it at all.
I don't know if you can technically steal your own car.
That, well, I was going to say do donuts with your own
car. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
in a legal way, in a confined space where police will allow you to do a donut.
Yeah,
you can do
exactly.
It there. All right, our final story of this morning, Joe Burrow. He's been kind of quiet, you know, ever since he had his surgery and, you know, kind of out of the limelight. But now he's back and he's giving back.
When he's not in Arizona, going courtside to basketball
enjoying
games.
Good times.
Yeah,
enjoying
anyway,
the offseason.
But listen, love this. He's giving back to the community for a really wonderful cause and a great organization. So he was seen in Walnut Hills at the food bank there. He was at La Soupe to support his charity, which is the Joe Burrow Foundation, in collaboration with Guinness Gives Back. He had a service event, and it gifted the Guinness Gives Back gifted his foundation $500,000. The founder of La Soupe came out and was like, You really don't know how much that does for our group, our organization, and our mission. So it was a huge deal. Burrow, along with several dozen people, were there preparing food for people who are facing food insecurity. And they prepare really beautiful and lovely food, which is a whole other aspect of this, of making people understand that they don't deserve, you know, just boxed food all the time just because they're having some struggles. So love that.
Oh, great job, Joe Burrow. The Bengals always really good about giving back. Ted Karras up for NFL Man of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with his foundation and the people he works with at the Village of Merici. So good on the Bengals to keep it going.
Tattoo Day is coming up for all the...
I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, I think St. Patrick's Day they're doing it.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Getting the Cincy hat tattoo.
Love it.
We'll be there for that.
I think so.
We'll have video.
Yeah.
All right, this is 5 on 5 in 5. Megan Kelly, I'm Stephen. We'll see you on your Tuesday.